Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Members, we are going to finish before lunch today. We only have about 7 pieces of business left to do. And if we do have something to hold over, we may come in a little early on Monday, but just for planning purposes, we will break and be finished today for lunch. Please recognize Representative. And yes, I'll compliment you. Great work today with Representative Morissette not here. Look how fast we're flying through this. Thank you, Representative McCaffrey. Mr. Speaker, please recognize Representative Christian for CCR to House Bill 2252.
Clerk Reed.
CCR to House Bill 2252 by Terrell of the House and Sykes of the Senate, an act relating to public safety.
Representative Terrell, you're recognized to explain, or Representative Christian, I'm sorry, you're recognized to explain the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this measure adjusts education requirements for those that apply for the position of trooper within the Highway Patrol Division. It increases the penalty for felony DUI. It allows an expired driver's license to be valid for an additional 30 days for renewal purposes. It gives a commissioner of public safety discretion on how he or she grants holiday leave during the calendar year. And it removes alternative testing for those applying for driver's license who can only understand Spanish. Move for adoption.
Representative Inman, you're recognized for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Christian, I don't have a problem with most of your language, and I'm not sure I've got a problem with anything, but I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you about some of the language that deals with state holidays as they accrue for a particular agency. It looks like in one of the parts of your bill, we're allowing one special group to be able to accumulate all of their state holidays at January 1, so all 10 of them or whatnot, and no other agency is allowed to do that. Can you explain to me why we're doing that?
Well, traditionally, I know that since I was on in 95, and it goes back probably in the history of the patrol, they've got their own way of determining their time accountability, and you can't, towards the end of the year, accumulate all that time and have 800 troopers off during those important holidays of New Year's and Christmas.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appreciate that. And the second question I have deals with the constitutionality of it. I completely understand, I think, why the state troopers would need that and don't have necessarily a problem with that. But my question is does it meet constitutional muster under the state constitution? I believe there's a provision in the Constitution that may prohibit any agency from allowing their employees to accumulate all of their holiday leave before it happens. Do you know is it your understanding that it meets constitutional muster? What do you think?
Yes, Representative. We've had consultation with OPM and Office of State Finance, but it's kind of a gray area, and you get a different opinion from different attorneys.
Representative Wright John, you're recognized for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, page 29, Section 2 of a bill that was passed this year. What does Section 2 of Enrolled Bill 1092 speak to? I believe it was the Trouble Cock Bill.
Would you, where again?
Yeah, page 29, Section 5 of the bill, the repealer. It says Section 2 of Enrolled House Bill 1092 that apparently we passed this year is being repealed, and I'm wondering why we're undoing work so quickly that we've done.
Representative Wright, we're accelerating it.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Well, what is specifically Section 2 of House Bill 1092?
Would you like to?
If this bill is passed and the governor signs it, the old law is unnecessary. This accelerates that.
Try again. This, Representative Wright, it just accelerates it. If the governor signs it, it.
All right, thank you.
Representative Blackwell, you're recognized for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Isn't it true that Section 2 of that 1092 is the effective date, which was November 1st? If we repeal it and pass the language that currently is in your bill, then 1092 would become effective upon signature by the governor. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
So you'd be able to do two great bills in one.
That is correct.
And help my seatmate out who has had the best bill of the House so far this year. Isn't that correct?
As Representative Terrell says, we may take issue with that.
Representative Roan, you're recognized for a question on the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Trooper Christian, isn't it true that in your bill, going back to what Representative Inman asked you, that if a employee of DPS leaves the state employment and he's already taken the holiday leave, they would deduct however how many was left from his annual leave? Isn't that true? And if you don't believe me, if you'll look on page, no, next to the last page in your bill, it states that in the bill.
That's correct. Thank you, Representative Rowan.
Representative Russo, you're recognized for a question on the report. He waves. Further questions? Seeing none. Representative Christian moves adoption of the CCR to House Bill 2252. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the report say aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 2252 by Terrell of the House and Sykes of the Senate, an act relating to public safety.
Representative Christian moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is shall the bill pass? Clerk, lock the machine, start and sounds, roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 2252. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Ownby votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives Miller, Williams, and Hamilton, do you care to vote? Representative Hamilton, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
90 aye, 5 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I was elected in Constitution House to declare the bill to have passed. Representative Christian now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
90 aye, 5 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote, I was elected in Constitution House to declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.